Chapter 6, Little Faith and Great Faith. Remember that I said when we speak generically of faith, we can say there are two kinds of faith, the God kind of faith and the human or Thomas kind of faith, which in the light of the scriptures is really not faith. However, for the God kind of faith, there are actually four different categories the Bible recognizes. These four kinds or classification of faith are little faith, weak faith, great faith, and strong faith. The Lord Jesus talked about great faith and little faith. Once he said to his disciples, "O ye of little faith," Matthew chapter 8 verse 26. On another occasion, he commended the Roman centurion, whose servant was sick, for exhibiting great faith. He said to him, "I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." Luke chapter 7, verse 9. The Apostle Paul talked about the other two, weak faith and strong faith. In Romans chapter 4, verse 19, talking about Abraham, he said, "And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead." Another version says, "He did not exercise weak faith." Then in the 20th verse, he said, "Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God." This chapter's focus is on little faith and weak faith. I'll show you the causes and characteristics of these two kinds of faith and the cures for them. Little faith. Remember that if you're born again, you already have faith, the God kind of faith. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, Paul declares, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith." I want you to observe that in this verse of Scripture, the Apostle Paul is not writing to sinners or the world, but to Christians. He said, "For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you." He wasn't talking to everybody in the world, but to those among you. Who are these? The saints. God has dealt to every born-again believer the measure of faith. Notice also that he didn't say a measure of faith, but the measure of faith. That is quite significant, and it means it's the same measure, size, or quantity of faith every believer receives from God at salvation. Now that deposit of faith is given to you small, but God expects you to grow it. It's your responsibility to increase the measure of faith God has given to you. And the way to do that is by learning more of God's word. Your faith will increase as you hear God's word. For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. The more of God's word you hear, the more faith you'll have. The less of God's word you receive into your spirit, the less faith you'll be able to express when you're faced with the challenges of life. The reason you must grow your faith is that little faith will not get the job done. The reason fear grips people in the face of adversity is that their faith is little. The Bible says, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small." Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10. Here, the Bible is not talking about your physical strength or muscles. It's referring to your faith. When your faith is little, you'll faint. You'll give up in the day of trouble. Jesus was in the ship with his disciples one day when a violent storm arose. The Bible tells us he was sleeping while his disciples battled the waves pouring in and threatening to sink the ship. After they tried all they could and the storm seemed to get worse, they rushed to him and shook him awake, shouting, "Lord, save us, we perish." Matthew chapter 8, verse 25. Mark's account tells us they said, "Teacher, don't you care that we're about to drown?" Mark chapter 4, verse 38. When Jesus woke up, he was unruffled. He didn't jump up in fear. He simply got up and rebuked the winds and the sea and said, "Peace, be still." and there was a great calm. Then he turned to his disciples and said to them, "Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?" Matthew chapter 8, verse 26. When your faith is little, you'll be oppressed and tormented by fear of circumstances. Hence, your faith will not work. Faith and fear don't go together. Fear hinders faith, but faith destroys fear. The reason some Christians find themselves doubting God's word is that their faith is little. Remember, little faith will not get the job done. It may get it started, but it won't get it done. What do I mean? I'll illustrate with this example. Jesus has just finished preaching in the desert and performing the miracle of feeding 5,000 men, women and children not counted, with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Then he instructed his disciples to go ahead of him by ship to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. Shortly after they set out, their ship ran into contrary winds and was tossed about by the waves. To worsen things, at about the 4th watch, between 3 and 6 a.m., they saw a figure approaching them on the water. The Bible says when Peter and the other disciples saw this, they all screamed in fear because they thought they had seen a ghost. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." Matthew chapter 14, verse 26 to verse 30. Notice this statement Peter made to Jesus. "If it's you, ask me to come to you on the water." Jesus called to him and said, "Come." Peter came out of the ship and walked on the water to Jesus. He didn't swim in the water to meet Jesus. He walked on it. As a fisherman, he could swim. However, this time he did something supernatural. He walked on the water. He stepped out of the boat, right on the water, and took his steps toward the master, because the master had said to him, "Come." That's faith. I would like to draw your attention to the 13th verse. It says, "When he, Peter, saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, 'Lord, save me.'" Peter saw the contrary wind and became afraid. As a result, he started sinking right in the presence of Jesus. Why did Peter begin to sink? What happened to the faith that got him out of the boat and started him out walking on water? The answer is in Jesus' response to his cry for help. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" Verse 31. Peter's faith was little. That was why he began to sink. Remember, I said little faith will not get the job done. It may get it started, but it won't finish it. It got Peter out of the boat and put him on the water. It even started him walking on it, but couldn't sustain him when the winds became boisterous. When the contrary winds and adversities of life begin to blow in your faith, your strength will fail if your faith is little. Little faith achieves very little. When your faith is little, you can be terrorized by fear. You will always fear adversity and be uncertain about the future. This is what happened to Peter. Fear and doubt gripped his heart when he saw the boisterous wind. But thank God he had enough sense to cry out to Jesus for help. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him. Matthew chapter 14, verse 31. Jesus attributed the reason Peter began to sink to doubt. After saving him from drowning, he said to him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" In other words, if Peter had not doubted, he would have completed his walk on the water to Jesus and back to the boat hitch free. Doubt and fear are the results of little faith. If your faith is little, what is responsible for it and what can you do about it? Let's find out. Little faith is a result of insufficient information. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." God himself said this about his own people. He said his children, Christians, are destroyed. That is, they suffer, are impoverished, punished, brought down, crushed, and perish because they lack the knowledge of his word. However, the more of God's word you hear, the more knowledge you have, and faith comes to you in the word. The less of God's word you hear, the less faith you have. Great faith. To a woman of Canaan, a Syrophoenician by birth, Jesus responded in Matthew chapter 15, verse 28. "O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt." Great faith is tenacious faith. It is faith that will not give up in spite of opposition. It is faith that responds with knowledge. This type of faith is based on the amount and quality of information you have received, accepted, and endorsed. When Jesus tested the woman's faith by telling her that what she desired could not be hers, as circumstances would many times tell you, she responded with knowledge. She spoke back words of faith. Listen again to this inspiring dialogue between Jesus and the woman. "And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour." Matthew chapter 15, verse 22 to verse 28. When Jesus heard her informed answer, he said to her, "Woman, great is thy faith." On another occasion, Jesus said the same thing about a Roman centurion in Luke chapter 7, verse 9. When Jesus heard these things, he marveled at him and turned him about and said unto the people that followed him, "I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." The master's words were again a response to the words spoken by the lips of faith. Remember, the more accurate information you have, the better. And when you act undauntedly on this information, you will be demonstrating great faith, or much faith as it were. Romans chapter 10 verse 17 says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So you see, when you don't have enough spiritual information from the word about a particular issue, your faith will be little as your faith is according to God's word that you heard. The cure for such little faith, therefore, is simply to learn more of God's word on that issue. The scripture we just read tells us how faith comes, by hearing God's word. If you have any situation that seems hopeless, get into the Word. Become a student of the Word by careful and diligent search and study on the scriptures that talk about your peculiar situation. Get the teachings, tapes, and books that are relevant to your situation. If you're having problems in your health or finances, or with getting a job or expanding your business, or in your academics as a student, or in any area of your life, this is what you should do. Get more information from God's word. Inundate your spirit and bombard your mind with God's word. Get teaching tapes in audio and video formats. Listen to them and watch them again and again. Don't say, I've already listened to the tapes. Keep listening. I've listened to certain tapes through the years over and over again. I have tapes that are more than 10 years old, and I've listened to them repeatedly. God's word never grows old. It's undated. As you keep listening to it, your mind, your thinking and mindset will begin to change and align with God's vision for your life. God's word is spirit. It has the divine capacity to stir you up, give you a vision, energize you for success, and program you for greatness. Don't underestimate the power of God's word. When you face challenges, put the tapes on and keep listening. Listen until the word gets into your spirit and renews your mind. Listen until your thinking, ideas, and perspective change. That's the cure for little faith. That's how to grow your faith big.